When Tragedy Strikes, a compilation.
My father died of a heart attack in 1979 at the age of 55. The shock was nearly overwhelming for me and my family. I had no idea why God would allow such a tragedy. The other great crisis of my life came 10 years ago when our older son was diagnosed with cancer. Watching our son go through surgery and radiation was more grievous for me than I can express in words. Over these years, as a fellow struggler, I have come to appreciate the honesty of God's Word. The so-called Psalms of Lament, nearly half of the Psalms, have become especially important for me. The first is perhaps the most deeply personal for David. Psalm 3 was composed while he was fleeing for his life from his son Absalom. Imagine what this aged king must have felt as his son usurped his throne, staged a national rebellion, and sought to kill him. In response, David begins, "O Lord, how many are my foes? Many are rising against me. Many are saying of my soul, 'There is no salvation for him in God.'" I would have followed this very honest statement with a litany of complaints against the Lord, asking him to explain why he allowed this crisis in my life and nation. David does not. "But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory, and the lifter of my head. I cried aloud to the Lord, and he answered me from his holy hill." He chooses to see God's unseen presence and providential protection, and to cry out to him in faith. Consequently, he can make a statement I find absolutely astounding. "I lay down and slept. I woke again, for the Lord sustained me." Even while fleeing from his son's armies, David can sleep while trusting that God will protect him. As a result, he testifies, "I will not be afraid of many thousands of people who have set themselves against me all around." And he prays, "Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for you strike all my enemies on the cheek, you break the teeth of the wicked." Then he extends his intercession to his divided nation. "Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing be on your people." I take from this psalm two life principles that are relevant for anyone facing life's tragedies today. 1. David's prayer invites us to be honest with God. Psalm 3 and others like it are preserved in Holy Scripture as models of true transparency. They remind us of our Lord's call to reason together. The Hebrew is literally translated as "argue it out." 2. David's example invites us to be honest with ourselves. David is honest with his emotions in the moment, secure in the knowledge that he can admit how he truly feels to himself and then to God. After my father died, I began praying the words I felt I should say, telling God that I was grateful for my father's life and that I trusted him with our family's needs. But then the Spirit somehow opened a door in my spirit to how I genuinely felt at that moment: angry, hurt, and frightened. I was mad at my father for dying, and mad at my father for allowing my father to die. That evening, I went into our backyard, looked up into the night sky, and shook my fist at God. But he did not shake his fist at me. He never does. Jim Dennison. When tragedy strikes, it is common for people to ask, "What does this mean?" Because God instills meaning into every moment and event in history, through him, we can begin to find meaning in suffering. He understands what we are going through. Nothing is insignificant to him. If God knows when a sparrow falls, He certainly knows when we face tragedy. In fact, God assured us that we would face trouble in this world, and that He has experienced our struggles personally. While we understand that God has sovereign control over all things, it is important to remember that God is not the source of tragedy. The vast majority of human suffering is caused by sin. While God is perfectly capable of stopping tragedies before they begin, sometimes He chooses not to. While we may not know why, we do know that He is perfect, just, and holy, and so is His will. Also, the suffering we experience in this world does three things. It leads us to seek God. It develops our spiritual strength, and it increases our desire for heaven. Tragic events remind us not only that we live in an imperfect and fallen world, but that there is a God who loves us and wants something better for us than the world has to offer. GotQuestions.org. I am a shield for all who take refuge in me. When your world is feeling unsafe and threatening, ponder this precious promise. I personally shield and protect all who make me their refuge, their safe place in the midst of trouble. My shielding presence is continually available to you. Whenever you're feeling fearful, turn to me and say, "Jesus, I take refuge in you." It is crucial to remember that you live in a world where your spiritual enemies never declare a truce, so you need to stay alert and be ready for battle. Unlike warriors with servants to help them put on their gear, you must make the effort to arm yourself each day. No matter what happens, I want you to be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. When you're in the thick of battle, declare your trust in me. Your confidence that I am with you, helping you. You may feel as if you're losing the battle, but don't give up. Hold tightly to my hand and just keep standing. This is the victory. Jesus. Life can hold tragedy, hardship, pain, fear, death, evil, separation, violence, homelessness, addiction, and hopelessness. God hates evil and suffering, and His heart breaks to see His creations, His children, go through the torment of this world. But from the beginning, He gave mankind free choice. They could choose to do good or evil. They chose to go their own way, starting with Adam and Eve in the garden, when sin entered the world. But here's the good news, the wonderful news. Someday, God is going to say, "Enough," and He's going to rescue those who love Him and have received His free gift of eternal life. He's going to make everything right and fair. He's going to make everything just and beautiful. Those who love Him will be able to live in heaven with Him forever and ever. There will never be any more death or war or sickness or tears or suffering or loss. This life, as it is right now, seems so long. But in reality, it's only the blink of an eye compared to all of forever when we will live in a beautiful world with our loving Father and His Son, Jesus. So, just hold on a little longer. Keep persevering. Encourage yourself with what God will bring to pass and the beautiful world awaiting you in heaven if you love Him and have received Him in your heart. Maria Fontaine.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.